Danke, Susanne. So bürgerlich bin ich noch nie angekündigt worden. Christian Ide Hinze hat einmal bei einer Veranstaltung, als ich ihn zum ersten Mal gesehen habe, etwas gesagt, das mich sehr verblüfft hat. Und zwar hat er gesagt, der erste deutsche Rapper war Friedrich Schiller. Zum Kampf der Wagen und Gesänge, der auf Korinthus Landesenge der Griechenstämme froh vereint, zog Ibikus, der Götterfreund. Ibikus goes to a poetry slam. Ihm schenkte des Gesanges Gabe der liedersüßen Mund Apoll. He could sing well. So wandert er am leichten Stabe aus Regium des Gottes voll. While walking, he sings a song. He can sing, he's got a voice, he can bring to us a choice. If he could dance, he'd be a star, but why enhance? That's way too far. Was he a punk? We don't know for sure. Could have been a hunk, easy to endure. Did he sing in flat or sharp or minor? Did he wear a hat or was he a whiner? He walked and talked and clapped along, inventing more than just a song. For the slam he was bound to, but then Friedrich's bloodthirst kicks in. And he, Friedrich, slays the poet in a park. Was it dark? No, bright sunshine. At noon the poet dies from the hands of some unwise guys watched over by birds. What were his famous last words? You up in the sky, feathery creatures, if no one else speaks, raise your voices and tell the world who killed me. Are you aware he didn't use rhymes for his last words? What a barbarian thing to do. Let me pick other words for him that better suit the rhyme scheme. Let me try again. Cranes, my only witness, tell the world who brought this mess upon me. Again. Cranes, heavenly birds, please find the words to convey my death. Again. Cranes, divine creatures with feathery features, high up in the sky, tell the others why I didn't make it to the slam. I went out with a bang. Again. Cranes, pure souls of heaven, make the right choices, raise your voices, increase your cries and shrieks, tell the Greeks about those geeks. Again, birds of a feather flock together. Let your presence at the slam make my murderers become insane with pain. Again, let the secret powers of NLP hidden in you birds work for me, for when the bad guys should see you again, let them associate you with a bloody deed and in vain try to heed the secret in their heart. This idea is so smart, I'm sorry I won't have the time to get a patent for it. So be patient. It will all work out well for me in the end. Because as an invisible ghost, I shall send and command the birds all the way down to the coast to the venue of the venerable Slam B. That's the place to be. As an ephemeric creature with a faint voice that still tries to create literature after its passing, because I want the world to be fussing about the death of every single poet and poetess. Where shall I begin? What distress? So let's start with the latest sad addition to Olymp or Heaven or the Hereinafter or wherever else Hinze made an appearance after leaving the world behind. How could we possibly find out where he is now? I wish I had a wand like Harry Potter or a divining rod or something hotter like a magic iron to help me tell if he's in heaven or in hell. I wish some birds had witnessed his last breath and would tell us all about the ignition and the transition, the partition and the collision and the illusion and the allusion and the profusion of the conclusion and the collusion of the infusion, the elusiveness of the conclusiveness, the aimlessness of the advantageness and the bleakness of the bizarreness, and then the void and the abundance. Then we could grasp each other's hands and dance with grief slowly turning into joy. Hinze, wherever you are, watch the beat. Don't let it defeat you. This is a command and a request. May you rest in peace and love. Thank you.